Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
All right, before we start today's show, I got to let you know that we have some incredible new merch available right now at podcastmerch.com. Brand new Legion of Skanks merch, brand new Real Ass Podcast merch, SDR show merch, part of the Problem merch, the new merch galore. Once again, go to podcastmerch.com. Okay, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your mom's ass. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quit, if the fabulous love don't fit. Get break quick by that big dick, Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And natural born killers, Legion of Skanks.
Welcome to the
What's up, everybody? It is the Legion of Skanks podcast. We're doing our Zoom show right now. We're trying
to find that replacement for Dave Smith. R.I.P. Dave.
Still looking for that replacement. How do we do it? I'm Big J. Okerson. Of course, you know, we got the reigning, defending Ellis Mania champ, Puerto Rican rattlesnake all over in London, mate. It's Luis J. Gomez.
Hello, bruv. Hello, bruv. I'm very happy to be here on the Real Ass podcast. I mean, the Legion of Skanks podcast. I don't even know what I'm saying, mate.
Auditioning, that was good. Auditioning for the role of Dave today is author, comedian, filmmaker.
Former gay stripper.
America's Canadian. Canada's most muscular Jew. It is, everyone, the hilarious Aaron Berg. What's up, buddy?
Hi, my name is Aaron Berg. I'll be reading for the role of Dave Smith. My representation is the owners of The Stand that also dabble in artist management, and I would like to do my monologue as Dave Smith.
Dabble in artist management is such a funny way to put it.
Look, listen,
even when you're even when you're signed to them, they're still dabbling.
Yeah, dude, look at me. Look, they're knee deep in pizza dough, but they dabble.
Yeah, they had to learn Sicilian slang to speak to their chef, but they dip their toes in the water of management.
Yeah, I'm very excited to be here for this role, and I would like to do my best Dave Smith transitioning to a new co-host part. Hey, guys. I'm part of the Libertarian Mises Crisis Party, and now I have two babies, so I can't do the show anymore. And I would like to say edgy things, but I have to make them political. But I also like laughing at interracial rape.
That is true. Wow. Nailed it.
Any notes?
Look, I'll tell you this right now. I think you're going to be hearing from us really soon. We got a few more people to look at, but wow.
Listen, look, once Dave becomes the president of the Mrs. Caucus, I'm going to be very...
By the way, if you want to just skip over my management and reach out to me directly, that might be easier. Because sometimes they'll like get caught up and stuff, and then they'll just like tell me a lie. So if you want to just give me the role, that'd be great. So just reach out. You can text me or DM me or whatever.
So you're still with the Italians?
Yeah. Love Chris. Chris is great. He's such a nice guy. Shooting a special November 11th. And I think I should just put it on YouTube. And he's like, no, we should distribute it. And I totally disagree with that. I think the way to do it now is straight to YouTube.
It is.
Look at this fucking picture behind Aaron. Look at that. It's the most beautiful wedding photo I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Yeah.
Right? It's just, we found it on the street. Trash day. The neighbors down the street. We're getting divorced.
Yeah, whatchamacallit. It's fucking
YouTube.
Yeah, I think
YouTube is the way to go.
I do.
I saw Gillis yesterday, and he goes, you got to go YouTube. There's no point. Amazon, whatever. Unless you're getting a ton of dough from HBO.
Right. If you're getting a bunch of money, if you're getting a bunch of money up front, for sure, yeah. You should consider it. But if it's really what you want it to translate to is money on the road anyway, and that's going to be getting more eyes on it, and that's going to be YouTube at this point.
Yeah, that's it. I agree. So I'd love to enter my hat into the arena for the job. As you know, I'm my other podcast partner has gone full QAnon alcoholic, and I need to part ways and go with something a little less edgy. And I was thinking Legion of Skanks would be the way to go.
It's like, Gino, how are you going to try to emulate Anthony Cumia's dead career now? Like, what are you, what is wrong? He's like, oh, I got it. I'll be just like Anthony, who can't even walk into a restaurant.
Gino Bisconti is all headbands and hatred now.
He's, oh my God. I love him so much, but he's, you know, he's just, you know, he's saying all types of crazy shit. Like yesterday.
Is he believing it, or is he just going for it with humor?
Jay, he thinks you're skinny. Yesterday he was going on. He's like, Jay is ripped under that hoodie. And I go, where did you read this? He's like, Ben Shapiro has a whole monologue.
Yeah, they've been knocking around the topic of my body lately.
It's nice to be here. Nice to see you. Look, I did this. Jay would like that.
Yeah.
Wicked. You know when you're biting a nail and you're not even aware of it? And how about dripping blood all over the place?
Or the one when you get to that nail almost to that point and you're like, man, if I take this off, there's blood coming, and it's going to be sore and stingy for days. But you're like, I can't leave it on there, but it's going to be weird. So you just guys, go.
Jay, I just got the badge illustrations for Skankfest, and they're fucking thumping.
I saw them.
You didn't see them all.
Maybe not.
No.
They're very cool. Here, blur them from the show.
Okay, let me see. I want to see. I can't see.
Oh, blur them for the show. It's a badge.
This is just... open up buttholes. Okay, nice. Okay.
Oh my God.
George Floyd's carcass? Why would you have George Floyd's carcass?
Full frontal Lewis?
The Saturday passes just say Blue Lives Matter.
The badges really should have all said some offensive term that would all upset people. Blue Lives Matter. George Floyd had drugs in his blood.
He could breathe.
It's all a scam. George Floyd could breathe.
Don't do illegal things if you don't want the law to come down on you.
Fought the law and the law won.
The sheriff shot George Floyd by Bob Marley.
Breaking bricks in the hot sun. Floyd fought the law and the law won.
Jesus. You saw the George Floyd statue in Union Square was vandalized.
Yeah, I was recording by it.
Dude. What's that? <Aaron Burke. laughs> Pull up the video, dude.
Yeah, they spelled my name wrong in the paper.
It's so funny that this guy did it.
Dude, it's a skateboarder, it's dude. So funny. He comes by with a bucket of paint, and he just skateboards by it, and he like looks around, and then he goes, and he flicks it up, and then skateboards away. And some fat black lady's like, no.
What and as fuck? He gets to the next little block, he yells, Ollie, and then goes over the curb and falls.
What a fuck.
Jay, it's so funny. It's because the George Floyd statue is so racist. Like his
look at the black mom and her kid.
It doesn't look this.
Oh, also looks like cum.
It is. It's just the guy's been storing jizz for 3 years.
Wow.
Wow, dude. Gave George Floyd a facial. So they're looking for this skateboarder now. And the amount of people that have tagged me and the NYPD is hilarious.
That's in Union Square.
Look. Yeah. Look at this fucking Chinese bitch. She has to go clean it.
She peels it off and then tastes it. Look at how big the lips are. Like, it's a racist stat. Those lips are massive.
Well, now, let's hear from George Floyd himself.
In fairness, they do. There's a painting in the Lower East Side, too, of George Floyd on a wall. And it's like, you know, a remembrance thing. It's like a tribute. And again, they make his lips like cover his nostrils. It's like you don't have to make it such a Sambo picture. I mean, for Christ's sakes, like fucking the guy had big lips. So, I mean, it'd be ridiculous if you made them little thin lips. But I think they really you make it like the biggest lipped he could possibly be.
Yeah. it's like you go up and push the back of it. And it's like, how I love you. How I love you, my dear old mammy.
I'd walk 1,000 miles for one of your smiles, mammy.
Famous Amos, the best cookies made by the blacks.
It's not even that one. The one I'm talking about is a little more. It's that one there. It's that one in the middle. It's the one in the in the middle. Yeah, that.
That was one of the funniest.
That's the one I'm talking about.
Biggest memes ever. Like it was a picture of George Floyd, and there was an arrow pointing to his lips and nose, and it said, "You telling me this nigga can't breathe?"
Are you even trying to?
Did you guys see the new Candyman?
Yeah.
No.
It's basically George Floyd's Candyman, just so you guys know. Spoiler alert.
You think it's what it was?
Yeah, it's all like fucking the police brutality, and they kill black people, and then it's white people are creating Candyman with their white
with their white evil.
White supremacy.
It was it sucked. Such dick.
I thought it was good. The woke culture shit that they kept on trying to force in bothered me.
It was distracting. It was like a black chick
like goes to the stall, and it's like the white chicks are like picking on this black chick. It's like,
of course, yeah,
that really happening. It's like just some fucking black chick with a Black Lives Matter sticker, and then these white chicks, even like the lesbian white chick, is like, "What's up, you dumb darky?
You show me a school where the white kids are picking on black kids in these days, and I will show you high real estate value in that neighborhood."
Well, I mean, I grew up in an area where white kids were calling me the N-word and picking on me all the time. It happened.
But it's because you weren't black.
No, it was the 80s. It was different. It was like a different time. Like, and it was very much a white trash community. It was like, the block I lived on was all like white trash, and there's a few Hispanic and black kids.
When I switched from a very like mixed, probably mostly black by the time I left school in Philly, to South Jersey, where there was very few black kids, I was taken back by the brazen amount of like black shit talk. Do you know what I mean? Like the young kids would, like the young guys would do. Yet no one still did that to their face, and the few black guys were very popular. Does that make sense?
Oh, you know, there's a lot of racism, but all right, so that's actually a good point. So by the time I got older and in like high school, like the black kids would just like they would like the white kids were almost afraid to talk shit to the black kids.
Right.
You know, I remember there was one kid, this kid, Chris, who was like straight up like trailer park garbage. And he was kind of a small kid, but he was just scrappy. And I remember, dude, he just fought this Dominican kid after school one day. And I was just like, you go, boy. he's trying his little fucking heart out. I was so impressed with the fact that he was just not going to fall for any of like the Dominican. He was like a pretty big Dominican kid, and he was just fucking ready. And for the most part, I feel like the fucking black and Hispanic kids were just a little bit tougher than the white kids.
I think they were a little bit. So I think I agree with that, too. But it was just like when I went to that mostly white school, I was just surprised how freely, like the same kind of like jokes or, teenager N-word dropping that would happen like at home when it's just you and one of your other white friends, maybe. Trying to be cool or whatever,
you by yourself,
or just me yelling at a wall
in the mirror. You'll see tomorrow, you goddamn.
He's a Candyman 5 times just so he could call me N-word.
Yeah.
You think I can't play basketball? You fucking practicing in the mirror.
I was just surprised how like it was pretty blatant until they were. It wasn't like they would talk any of that shit or say something like that in front of them, right. But it was just much more prevalent.
Yeah, that's the same prevalent thing we still do.
No, prevalent.
That's what we prevalent do still. We say it amongst ourselves, and then we don't say
just
it
on a podcast.
Yeah, we just shake hands and go, "What's up, man?" And then, but then we get on the podcast. We say it a lot. Dude, how's England?
I like England. I like it a lot, actually. I didn't know how I would feel about it. It's like New York City. London's like New York City. Like the people sort of act the same, similar vibe. You know, very like multicultural. And I just got to Birmingham today, so I don't really know anything about it here. But the fucking fans were wild, Jay, dude. They came out on the first night I got here. I did this place called City Comedy Club, and it was all just hardcore fucking Legion of Skanks fans. The amount of British Legion of Skanks fans that are out here blew my fucking mind.
Chicks? Like,
yeah, some chicks. First show was all dudes, but the second show there was some chicks. But yeah, there's some chicks out here. It's actually kind of cute. I thought it was going to be all like big buck tooth, ugly, fat British bitches. Mm-hmm. Like, hey,
would you like to go get some fish and chips?
Now that is how they talk.
That is well, sort of, but some of them were hot. Where I was staying was like a trendy like area, like the Brooklyn of London, Shoreditch,
Birmingham. There's a gym there. There's a hardcore gym that's like in an attic, and like Dorian Yates used to train there. And it's, if you have time and you just want to go lift weights, you got to find this place. It's a fucking dump. Like, it's just a shithole, but it's just weights and these monster guys over there. I forget the name of it, but look it up.
Dude, you want to go hang out with train. Monster guys?
I want to go hang out with British monsters, just British juice heads.
Go and on the tour really of where Black Sabbath started.
What'd you say?
Really scary people.
The problem is I'm just not afraid of them because of the goofy accents. Like, I could meet the most dangerous person in England, and I'm like, fuck you, dude. Fuck you.
Did you buy drugs there?
No. I've been offered more Charlie than I ever have been in my entire life. They want me to ingest cocaine into my body.
They love cocaine. Don't do it. They love it.
I won't.
They
love it. But apparently they don't have fentanyl in the UK.
Yeah, that's what they, British cocaine is totally, they don't get fentanyl in their drugs at all. That's the thing about British. Of course there's fentanyl. You're going to do a line and die.
No, I'm not doing cocaine.
I don't know. I guess it didn't make its way across the pond yet. It's weird.
Yeah.
I was in Austin last weekend. I got offered cocaine like 30 times. No cocaine. I've been in England for 3 days. I've been offered cocaine every person that I've interacted with has offered me cocaine, and I've turned it down. I think I've turned a corner in my life, Jay. I think I'm not doing cocaine ever again.
Good.
Good for you.
I felt like I was doing cocaine a lot. I mean, I've done cocaine since I stopped doing cocaine.
In my world, maybe in my world, you've done cocaine a ton.
No.
But I've really never done cocaine.
All right, since I was doing cocaine regularly, I was doing cocaine like a few nights a week, easy.
When?
Like the first half of 2021. No. What was it? How long ago was it, Jay? Like right when me and Beatrice broke up.
Oh, that's a long time ago.
Oh, like, yeah, long
5 years, right?
Like 5-6 years ago, I was regularly, I had probably a year of my life where I was doing cocaine every fucking night.
Were you hiding it from people, or did you have a few people that knew?
I was hiding it. Bobby at Gas Digital said it at least 5-6 years ago, because Bobby was one of the people that I was not hiding it from. Once in a while, me and Bobby at the creek, we would have a little bit of fucking fun after the show.
Little toots.
Bobby, you remember those days?
Can I tell you how weirdly I'm disappointed in Bobby now?
Why?
I don't know. It's just how I pictured my Bobby.
You fucking tooted a few times, and nobody was disappointed in you.
Me?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You tooted.
Your voice just changed.
A couple of times in my life, I did one line of cocaine twice.
Okay.
I'm sorry that you don't
know how to party. You just know how to judge.
That's right. I did one line at my bachelor party. I did one line on a tour bus, and that was it, ever.
Yeah.
It didn't really do anything. The first one, my bachelor party, it sobered me up, which was boring.
Yeah.
Because we did it. I did it right before we left, and we went back to your hot apartment, and you guys fell asleep. And I was just up and hot, surrounded in dog hair. And then the other one was a guy that would get us weed every day on the tour bus. Was like, I couldn't find weed, but I got something better. And he put out a big line of coke.
By the way, with weed, you can be like, blam, and have a big bag of weed with coke.
Yeah.
You're just like,
it's the smallest little thing. Yeah.
Ding.
Yeah.
It goes, that's $500.
Yeah. That's two rubber bands for your braces worth of drugs. It's so small. But he put out a line, and I did that. And then as soon as I did it, I don't remember what I felt from that at all, if anything. As soon as I did it, I was like, hey, you know what, dude? I actually don't want to fucking get started on this. Like, what if it rules? What if it rules? And I was like, so just no thank you, man. And I just walked on it because I was like, yeah, I don't know. What if it's great?
I did that where I bought an 8-ball once, and I did it with like one other. I would do a lot. I'd go all night. You just sit up and do coke all night. And then the next day the guy comes, he's like, hey, man, you need more coke? And I was like, no, like offended. I was just like, you feel so shitty the next day. You're just like, what a loser I am.
I've seen DeRosa be regretful on that a bunch.
Yeah.
He's never like, it ruled last night. It was always like, what have I done again?
Yeah.
No, every time I do it, I don't even like it. I take a sniff and then I'm like, all right, I want more. I don't feel anything. I just want more. And then Bobby said just now in the chat, he goes, cocaine is the best drug on earth. That's why I don't do it anymore.
Yeah, Christine stands by that too.
Best drug on earth? No, not, I'm close to the best drug on earth.
I assume it wouldn't be either because it doesn't last long enough.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean? Well, isn't it very quick? Isn't it like 20 minutes later it's done?
No, you get high for a bit.
Yeah, you take another hit.
Cocaine, you're high for a bit.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. So you constantly got to keep getting it.
You're not constantly getting it. If you spend $100, you're fine.
That's a night.
That's a night. Like, that's an entire night. And I can smoke that much weed easily. Like, I do smoke that much weed in a night easily. It's not really that much more expensive, ultimately, than any other drug. You know, it's getting high is what is a price. Like, that's what the price is, essentially. It's about $100 if you're going to have a good night on any fucking drugs, right? There's no cheap, like, acid's a pretty cheap high, I guess.
Oh, you can do a lot less of heroin than that.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea how much heroin costs.
I think $20 of heroin probably fuck your whole night up.
You think so?
You can get $5 for sure of heroin now.
Yeah,
I know
like what they say. It's like a dose of heroin is like $10 only.
Well, yeah, I know that the Metzger had a great joke about that, where he's talking about how the doctor told him he has to start doing heroin because the pills that he was taking was going to kill him, and heroin's a healthier alternative. But it's like, it's like cheaper and healthier than taking Oxycontin.
Heroin?
Yeah. But it feels less scuzzy for some reason.
What does? Taking the pills?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because you're taking it the same way you would take vitamins. You never sniff, you never snort vitamins.
Dude, I fucking injected vitamins directly into my dick.
Yeah. It's a B12 shot right
into
my veins.
B12, you can shoot in your ass. Yeah.
B12 shot right into my veins.
That's what Aaron was telling everyone. Like, yeah, it's B12. What?
That's what we used to do that. Yeah, your mom B12
shots. We're giving each other B12 shots at the gym.
Aaron, what's up, dude? We're going to start doing, we keep talking the shit, but we haven't started our D-ball yet, dude. All right, guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our amazing longtime sponsors over here at Legion of Skanks. Of course, that is Blue Chew. Who doesn't love big, thick, hard dicks? I think the answer is nobody. And Blue Chew makes that possible for everyone. Blue Chew has been with us for a long time. They are, of course, the alternative to the big brand names, Viagra and Cialis, but the same active ingredients. You don't have to go to a doctor. You don't have to stand in line at a pharmacy. And it gives you the biggest, hardest thickie in the world.
It really is true. I know we're supposed to say this because it's an advertiser, but it literally works. It makes your dick harder than you could possibly imagine. It doesn't make it bigger, but it feels bigger. You feel like it's not bigger.
It's not bigger, but it's hardest. And I'll tell you this.
It's as hard as it gets.
And this is what's also, now it's just the confidence that you're like, nothing will go wrong when you take it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I could be fucking an actual dead man. There's going to be a woman or a living person, and I can keep my dick rock hard the whole time.
The same exact way for a cadaver as a hot chick. That should be on the package, but it's too small. It's a very small package.
Should,
it's just
dude.
One little pill.
I'm like, holy shit, dude. This dead, bloated body is making me so fucking rock hard.
Oh, my God. Have you been underwater for a week? Oh, God. So hot.
Yeah, I wish I can give the dead body all the credit. It's truly Blue Chew. And here's the coolest thing of all. We are going to give our listeners a free trial of Blue Chew. Your first month is for free. If you go to bluechew.com, bluechew.com, use the promo code Legion. You're going to pay just $5 shipping, but you get your first month for free. Once again, that's bluechew.com. Use that promo code Legion to get your first month for free. Okay, where were we? Did you see that we were broken down? So I guess there's a guy who does a YouTube channel about bullshit like misconceptions and with like steroids and like things like that, and he like breaks it down. And I guess when people talk about steroids, when they don't know what they're talking about, he'll do like a reaction video being like, these guys are fucking morons. So this guy did a reaction video on us, including you, Aaron, talking about steroids, and he was like, these guys are fucking morons, and he broke down beat by beat why you guys had no fucking clue what you were talking about when it came to steroids.
I'm gonna say this, that
I don't know what I'm
fucking
talking
about. Idiot.
The guy's an idiot? Okay, let me.
He's a fucking idiot. A, I don't know if he's ever competed. And fucking B, steroids are fucking steroids. I don't care that you're not getting premium effect from them, but I'll tell you this, when I fucking jack whatever I want in my ass, it makes my wife that much easier to lift by the neck. Now you tell this guy he doesn't know what he's talking about. I don't know.
Yeah. You don't think these steroids work? Ask my dumb wife if these steroids work.
You don't think my steroids work?
Tell that to this
work?
Wall. You show a wall with eight holes in it.
Bring your fucking dog over to my house for 3 hours and see if he comes home and tells you my steroids don't work.
Like,
what the fuck? Why are you so specific with fucking your knowledge of, oh, I'm sorry, Dr. fucking A.C. Slater. No one cares what the fuck you think.
Pull it up. Can we see it for a second?
What?
Well, no, why I think it's funny about that is I know almost nothing about steroids. I just know what I did once and what I would, and I'm, from just what I've heard, what I would want to do again. I don't have any scientific anything on anything.
Yeah, if you guys can find that guy's video, it's so fucking funny. He was like, oh, these guys, they're terrible. And it's also like, what a weird thing to have a knowledge about. Like, you're the steroids guy on YouTube. Yeah.
And also, first of all, you should fucking look better than you do if you know everything about
it.
Is
he saying,
slob?
Is he saying that he's like, no, that's like steroids are awesome, but these guys.
No, he's saying this. He's like, oh, the things that they just said should go together. Those don't go together. You wouldn't want to cycle that.
Aaron's so furious. Aaron has seen this video and he has held this in for a while.
Yeah, I have a feeling this is going to be a lot of coming down on Aaron. That's why, because I don't know anything about it other
than see the video.
Other than I took
Jay,
Equipoise.
He calls you a pig 4 times. He goes, and look at this.
No,
no,
I don't like that. I'm coming hot at this guy now. Fuck this guy.
Yeah, he seems actually like a pretty nice guy. But what are you going to do? I mean, yeah. There's bodybuilding stacks. There's strength building stacks. There's stacks where you can just feel better. So the guy, him saying this shit, he probably went after Equipoise. He probably went after D-ball. He's like, you can't do those things together. Your blood pressure is going to soar. We're like, we don't care. We're just trying to strip for men. Okay. That's the look we're going for.
I'm trying to get men off, okay?
Yeah, fuck my heart. Sir, I need this cock hard.
Just trying to get a hard cock and build up my mouth strength so that I can suck guys off for $40.
I want my dick bigger, my nuts smaller, and my back acne-er.
We're probably not going to be able to find this video, but Jay, if you could just imagine this guy's, he has a YouTube channel about doing steroids properly.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
You would like him. We got some.
I keep mentioning it to
that.
My stepfather, and he's like, "Come on, nah."
What, Joe?
Yeah, he's like, "Nah, come on, no." And I'm like, "I know I could talk him into it,
dude." I think I finally come to a place where I'm like a little like calmed down and happier in life, where I'm not just like on edge and just like walking down the street ready to fight somebody. Like not that I don't have my moments still, but I feel like if I did steroids, I'd bring myself right back there.
Maybe.
Yeah, you would. For sure you would. You would not be able to handle even doctor-prescribed testosterone. You'd go way over the top. Because when I was doing it, you'd be driving, and for the dumbest reason, you'd be like, I should go into this Home Goods and slap a cashier around.
Did Jay watch me crack? Well, Jay watched me back into another car. I was like, Jay, you want to ride? I was like, come on, bro. As soon as we got in, I backed directly into some piece of shit car, and I fucked up my bumper. I'm furious.
And it was a pretty shitty car.
Oh, such a shitty car. It was like a 1994 Jeep.
Yeah. And it was, and she was so, the best part was this car was filthy, one, had several problems going on, dings and dents. And then, so Lewis back.
God bless my soul, I tried.
Goes, oh, shit. I tell you what, Lewis did good. He did real good. Because he got out and he was like, oh, my God. I was like, I'm so sorry. I didn't know.
It wasn't a big crash. It was a little bump.
No, it wasn't backing up, but it was just faster than it would have if you thought someone was behind you.
Yeah, I just, by the way, and I have the things going off. It goes beep, 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 beep. And I'm just talking to Jay.
So we get out of the car and it's an old lady and they're like garbage people. Yeah, they're just garbage people.
Yeah.
Just like a fat lady wearing like tights. You know, like tight shorts.
Yeah.
Like bike shorts and whatever. And she's like,
it just looks like every woman who says the N-word on a YouTube video.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's like, you got to be more careful. What are you doing?
Junkie.
He's like, I'm sorry. He's like, I didn't mean, I'm so sorry. And we look back there and we all see the mark for sure where Lois hit it. But she has a big.
On her car. She
has a big license plate thing, right?
Yeah.
Like protruding out from the front.
Yeah. And like, so I was like, oh, I go, so that thing's, you hit that thing, so it's protruding out. And she goes, yeah. And then some black bum on the street goes like, or may have been with them, I don't know. He goes, called Mo Damon his car, calls to your car.
Which is also true.
Yeah, he goes, cause more damage to his car than her car. And then she goes, okay. She goes, wait a second. What? There's white paint. There's white paint on the bumper. We all saw this before her. And Lewis goes, so that's where you hit it right there. And Lewis goes, oh, yeah, there's white paint. look at that. There's white paint there. And he goes, And he's like, she goes, come on, dude. You made my paint all chippy now. This car is such a hunk of shit.
I just backed my brand new Audi into it.
Oh. Lewis's car could have taken a picture of that car if he wanted to. And really she's arguing. She goes, can you believe it? You make my paint all chippy. You know how much it cost me to get this thing painted after I got it from a police auction?
So then I was like, do you want to exchange information or something?
She goes, no. And then the best is she goes, no, is whatever. And he goes, okay, thank you. I'm so sorry. And then Lewis just tries to have like the cordial. This is like, remember they tried to teach young Frankenstein to be a person so he wouldn't get killed?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like Lewis does, he does, it's almost like he read a book about how to be a normal person.
Right.
And like he tries to implement it like step by step. So he turns around, and this is a small talk. He goes, right before he gets the car, he goes, this thing's got all the bells and whistles, you know? So you think this wouldn't happen?
It does. It's infuriating.
No, I know. Just the way he turned around, he goes, this thing's got all the bells and whistles, you know? You think this wouldn't happen?
It's like calling the guy at the pizza shop boss. Like, thanks, boss. I saw some other guy do that.
Shit. So funny. Crazy weather we're having, is it not, ma'am?
It's like that old Brian Regan bit where he's like, take luck, and just walks off. You too drive home safe, you do.
Nice. Just no idea what to say. It was fun. It couldn't have been better and worse people to hit.
Yeah.
It's good that they were that dumb.
Listen, that kind of garbage can be litigious sometimes. So
sort of.
I mean, I guess they have to. Remember, there was a woman standing outside of the car, and she was like, you know, if she was standing in between our cars, you would have hit her. I was like, well, if she was standing in between our cars, she'd be retarded.
Yeah. And by the way, you would have hit her. It goes, and by the way, it would have been the kind of hit where like you have to call her family and say, when we move these cars, her body's going to empty out.
Because what it would be, it should be a space case. Like, it wouldn't hit that hard. It would just be hard enough to go click and just singe her body in half, but the heat from the exhaust would hold it together.
So she's only alive until they move those cars, and they have to move those cars. A street sweeping.
They'd have to read her last rites.
So, can you bring the jaws of life and a whole bunch of duct tape? We gotta keep this pig alive.
She was that dude. My paint's all chippy now. It looked like that chip led to other chips that were touching other chips. Like nothing on that car wasn't chipped.
A guy T-boned me in a Dodge Ram when I had a Volkswagen Jetta, and I just dropped the girls off at the train station. I go to turn left. Guy, like right where Piper was.
Was it because he hated gay cars?
Yeah, he was like,
yeah, your man Scioni was challenging just some guy a Dodge Ram hit you in a Jetta is so fucking funny.
Yeah, and then
was it pink, you faggot?
Da, da, da.
Listen to 99 cellophane balloons floating in the summer sky.
Vacation's all I ever wanted. Vacation, how do you get
just
away?
Some guy saw you coming and was like, I have to fucking T-bone this homo.
He goes, man, I just got this new truck, but son of a bitch, this guy's asking for it.
Not in Edmonton.
Oh, fuck.
I'm free. Just singing at the window. And I got out of the car. I go, what the fuck? You just fucking T-boned me. He's like, you hit me. And I'm like, you fucking son of a bitch. And then I'm like, then dude. I see there's a kid in the car. And I'm like, all right, first of all, is everyone okay? And then the guy's like, yeah. And then I notice he's all like twitchy and stuff. And I'm like, this guy's fucking high on pills. And he's got a kid in the car. He's like, I'm sorry, I just had mouth surgery. And I thought it was retarded. I'm like, some retarded guy just hit me. And then I call the cops. It takes them 2 hours. And these guys are like, I don't know what to do with your car. And I'm like, is he still retarded or is he just? And then I'm like, this guy was whacked on pills and they didn't do anything. I'm like, I think this guy's high on pills. So I'm like, oh, we'll just take the damage down. And that's it. They let the guy drive home with his kid.
Oh, we're going to let him off with a warning.
Dude, yeah. Getting T-boned and then saying you hit me is so funny. He goes, what am I, a Duke of Hazzard? He goes, oh, you skid your door right into my fucking hood, bro.
Am I driving your Transformer?
It's like peanut
butter. There's no way for that to happen unless
I. You've got your Jetta mixed with my Ram. Now, my Ram's in your Jetta. These trucks half K.
I had a tap in a bumper tap where I did it in line for Lincoln Tunnel years ago when I was like 21 or something. 22, and I guess I was like 23 because I was with Carla. I was with Carla. Well, no, I was definitely with Carla, but I tapped their bumper and I got out of the car, and the guy got out of the car, and I was like, dude, I'm so sorry. It was nothing. It was literally a nothing tap, no damage whatsoever at all in either car. And he's like, yeah, no, it's cool, man. I go, is your girl all right in the front seat? Because she looked frazzled. He goes, yeah, this is just like the second accident she's been in today. She got hit earlier today. And I was like, oh, shit, I'm so sorry. And I was like, that sucks. So I went over. I go, miss, are you okay? And she got out of the car, and she was like, she goes, yeah, no, I'm fine. It was just like, I'm frazzled, like having the worst day. I'm like, that's cool. Then, like a dumbass, there's no reason to exchange insurance information or make a police report. No, police never come. Police are there. They're always there at that thing. They don't do anything.
Yeah.
I go, hey, the young comic, hey, I'm a comedian in the city if you guys ever want to come to a show. But here's my fucking number. They sent fucking legal papers. It was a bullshit lawsuit on anything, but nothing. But you know why it was frivolous? And I said what you could do with something like that? Because they just had no police report. They just try to send a lawsuit because people will panic sometimes and just try to settle. Yeah. I just wrote back, they backed into me. And we never really heard back again.
Nice.
I was just like, I don't know what to, it's like, there's no police report, you fucking nitwit. So what are we going to say? You hit me, you backed up. And they were like, actually, they did write back because it went back one or two more times. They're like, how's that possible? You're making that up. I was like, there was a traffic jam in that lane. They wanted to move to another lane, so they had to back up a little bit, and they hit me.
Nice.
And then his girlfriend sucked my cock right in front of him.
And it was crazy. Yeah. She's one of those people.
What a whore.
She's one of those people who gets turned on by crashes like that movie.
Oh, fuck. That was so soft the way he bumped it. Like, you fucking give it to me before he gets up here.
Yeah, dude. And,
hey, we're good. We're good.
They were the car accident fucking.
There's a handprint on the back of his seat with a shit-stained hand from her just rubbing deuce all over his chest. She gets so turned. They just go from tunnel to bridge just doing all these weird sex shit positions.
They both have those nose cuts right across the middle.
Matt Dillon comes over, sticks his fucking fist up her yam.
What a stupid concept.
I think, what other, have I been in anything? I crashed. I remember I crashed my aunt's car. Oh yeah, I've been in a few. I crashed my aunt's car one time, like a Chinese lady. I was just driving on Route 9W. It was like, you know, a pretty busy, like, you know, almost like sometimes two lane, one lane highway, like that goes through like my town.
She pushes the rickshaw in the middle of the highway.
No, I'm just driving. And the bitch literally just, for no reason, just makes the left turn and just drives right in my lane. So I like T-boned her. Yeah. So it was like, it was technically I hit her. So it was like debatable, but I don't think anybody had insurance. Like we just like fucking. Dude,
all of my accidents were right away when I started driving. I really learned driving like trial by fire. I just went and started driving a stick shift when I couldn't quite figure out the clutch fully. And I, they were never bad ones, but like little taps and shit I had several times because having a hard time starting and stopping that car with the clutch. Coming the first time I was going, I went to pick up my mom from South Jersey to Philly at work. She was at work and my step-pop asked me if I'd go pick her up. And if I stopped the car, you ever drive a stick, Lewis?
No.
Have you, Aaron? You know, drive a stick and stuff?
Yeah.
When you stop, the hardest thing to learn how to do in a car is get going in first gear. That's the hardest thing with a clutch when you're a new driver. And I knew if I stopped, it would take me 10 minutes to get that thing going right. So when I was getting to the toll booth, I never slowing down. I'm yelling from like 20 feet away. I'm like, open up the gate. You got to open. I'm holding $2 out the window. Like, you got to open up the gate. Like, what? And I swear, I almost hit it because they just, I was like, you got to, I can't stop the car. I can't stop the car. And she's like, oh, she like cranked it up.
Dude, I remember when I had this big piece of shit, a Chevy Caprice, 1988 Chevy Caprice, gray hunk of shit. It's like senior year of high school. And the brakes were gone. I'm talking about like, I'd have to, if I went to stop, I'd have to press the brake like maybe 60 yards ahead of time. Like, I'm just like, and I have to slam my foot down on the brake. They were just gone.
60 yards is far.
Dude, I had no interest in buying new brakes. I don't know what it was. I was like, I'm going to just drive this car. Yeah. And for months, I drove this car. Maybe 60 yards is too much. I mean, 30 or it was a really, really long time.
No, sure. Remember, but what happened, though, if you were in a thing like, so you couldn't start, you couldn't edge up either. Once you go, you had to be going.
I'm going. Dude,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna be like, edge up slowly, like if there's a little bit of room.
There was no break. Dude, it was absolutely wild. I remember one time I just wasn't paying attention. Like for a minute, I was high, just driving my piece of shit car. And I was like, oh shit, I overshot where I was supposed to start braking by like 20 yards. And I was approaching a red light, dude. And I'm slamming on the brake, dude. And it was like out of a movie. I went through cars that were just coming through. It was like, bah, bah, through cars. And to stop the car, I drove up on the sidewalk and onto somebody's lawn. And the car just edged up to their house and it stopped at their door. I swear to God, it was the most, it was so irresponsible. And I think back to like all the stupid shit I did as a kid I drove so irresponsibly. I never really drank and drove. Like that wasn't drinking when I was a kid, but it was doing stupid shit. Like racing with my friends with our shitty cars. Like we just drive through like just 90 miles per hour through like residential neighborhoods now where.
Getting
on top of the car, you know, surfing.
Yep.
My buddy had a van that we would like ride on top of his van.
We never did surfing, but I think where you lay on your like belly on top
of
the car.
And hold on to other side. Yeah.
It was dumb shit for sure.
In Canada, you guys were already horses.
No, but one summer I was playing basketball on this team and I would like always turn into a werewolf. So then once I surfed on top of it.
That's pretty cool, but the werewolf made you pretty good, right? You could dunk.
Yeah, when I was a werewolf, I could dunk.
Me and Kurt,
this principal was on to me. He knew my dad was into weird shit too, so he was always watching me.
Okay, real quick, let's take a moment and thank Yo Kratom for supporting today's show. Yo Kratom is the home of the $60 kilo. If you guys are over the age of 21 years old and you're already in the market for Kratom, I'm not telling you to pick up a dangerous, dangerous Kratom habit. Okay, that would be irresponsible.
But if you already have one, we're telling you to pick up a dangerous amount of it. A kilo.
Haven't you always wanted to buy a kilo?
No, yes, I have. Yes, absolutely. I'd like to stack kilos if possible. If I'm going to get Kratom, I'm going to be moving major weight.
Listen to me. If I'm buying Kratom, I am going to get a flatbed truck. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get about 600 kilos of Kratom.
Yes.
I'm going to stack them, but I'm going to put them inside of teddy bears. So then if a cop opens the back of the truck, I'm like, what? They're just teddy bears.
I was going to put it right up the butt of Mexican mothers while I was coyoteing them and their children across the borders. But you know what? You don't have to because it's here. Yo Kratom is here. I don't have to stack this inside of mothers and their children.
You don't have to, but you want to.
But how much funnier is that than just having kilos on a flatbed truck? The kilos are the people.
Right now, go to yokratom.com, grab a $60 kilo. There's no promo code or anything. It's already the cheapest deal on the internet. Get yourself some Kratom, have some fun, get a little wonky, space yourself out, maybe take a nap,
maybe write a classic song. I don't know what it does yet.
Okay, where were we?
Back when I was driving a Volkswagen Jetta, because it was Carla's car when we first got together, she had a problem with her car that she couldn't ever get fixed. It was the weirdest fucking thing. I've never seen it before or since. It was, if you push the brake, sometimes
Your husband would cheat on you.
If you push the brake, how dare
Every
you?
Every time you push the brake, your husband strays.
So
this was a defect in this car. They recalled actually the 99 Jetta.
I didn't get the email. I didn't get the email on that. They didn't recall it at all.
Sorry,
so Me and Kurt were in it one time. So it was when we all lived together. So yeah, no, I wasn't cheating then. This was like early dating. But we were fucking, me and Kurt got in the car one time. And the problem with this jet, apparently, yeah, I think sometimes when you'd push the brake, the gas wouldn't stop going. So like you'd be fighting the gas with the brake to stop it. Oh. So you can never fully stop. And we learned you have to, at that point, drop it into neutral and like gun the gas and then put it back in gear and it'll catch. I don't know. It's like a little, you know, you figure out how to like rig something, you know? So me and Kurt, though, she would always tell me this problem happened. I'd be like, that's crazy. It hasn't happened when I was in the car yet. And me and Kurt were on 21st Street. Is that what that is in Astoria? Right yeah. there, the main throughway there. And we were on 21st Street going, and we just went to stop at a red light on like a four-way intersection. And I pushed that brake, and it doesn't, like the car's just slowly, like a mile an hour speed. You know, 2 miles per hour is the speed yeah. it's going. But we can't stop at the red light, so we just we're going so slowly through it, and people are stopping for us, but we're screaming like that we're being like twisted around like a Final Destination crash. We're screaming because it's so scary that you're like, I can't stop this car. Even yeah. that slow, you're like, I don't know what to do here. It was such a fucking, damn, that was terrifying. Terrifying. That's a weird problem to have in a car. That could even be a thing. It seems like you could build all cars with that's not even being a possibility.
Yeah,
when I went from buying like the last car I owned before I owned the Audi. Sorry, hold on a second. My microphone's falling apart. The last car I owned before I owned the Audi was like, I mean, it might have been that like Caprice. It was like it was such a piece of shit. So I didn't even realize that like car technology went. Like I was expecting to be like, all right, CD player, very cool. All right. This has
yeah, look, is this Audi? I'd like to ask, does this Audi come with a tape that I can plug into a CD player that I can put on the dashboard?
Question, sir. Are there You're power telling windows? Me I can put 10, are there power 10, windows in this Audi?
I will not be rolling my windows
in the trunk, and I can operate the compact disc in the trunk by just pressing this thing in the front. And they'll switch without me getting out of the movie.
I noticed that the faceplate for the stereo doesn't come off.
We alter that perhaps for an extra couple of dollars.
I'd always enjoy bringing my entire stereo inside with me everywhere I go.
I was like, does it have an alarm? And the guy was like, yeah. What new car does it have an alarm?
Do you remember when there was stereos? You could take the entire stereo out.
Yeah,
yeah, dude.
Like that.
That's when I owned a car. That's 99 year 2000. That's what the best car was like. You had to take the faceplate off.
The best
like. It had yeah. like little like digital lines for like the yeah. EQ and shit. It was like,
but dude, the best part was like going into the mall with your friend who drove there, and he's always got a fucking faceplate in a container in his pocket. Like yeah. you got to carry it around like a cell phone.
Yeah, yeah. What are those? Your glasses? No, it's my Pioneer. Look at this. Oh, look at that.
I think
you
I know.
Carry his thing with you.
I think I either knew people or heard stories of people who, because of the way that case looked, like robbed places by like. Putting it in their pocket as a pretending it was a gun.
It's pretty
those fucking That's cases.
Philly thing. Yeah.
This probably is a very Philly thing. Also yeah. popping the fronts of the things off of cars. The hood ornaments.
Someone took my old Benz one. Someone
just to be a
Benz
dick, dude.
One.
Ripping off the fucking I never did it. One, I couldn't do it. I tried to do it once and I just didn't understand the process. Then when I saw people do it, I was like, this is actually fucking really fucked. It's what Jaguar made Jaguar stop having that cool. That was the coolest thing. The cool Jaguar. Now it's just yeah. a fucking faceplate like any other
yeah,
car.
Even the way you say it, the cool Jaguar thing, I kind of want to just rip one off and play with it.
I know, yeah. right? I
don't want to have Joe ride it.
Yeah, I want to make a chain out of it.
Dude, the Jaguars are fucking cool cars. I saw a new Jaguar recently.
I saw a Jaguar SUV recently. Badass. It was really nice.
Yeah, they're fucking
I don't
cool,
think
dude.
That they hold up that well. I think Jags don't have no. Audis are dependable cars. I don't. Jeeps are dependable cars. I don't think
that's what I just got. I got a Jeep Grand Cherokee.
What are you fucking reading our bios and sucking our dicks, Aaron?
I have a
Thank
Jeep.
You, Gary. Thank you, Gary from Bob Johnson Auto.
Really, yeah. Gary hooked you up.
Gary hooked it up, man.
That's it's not an easy time to buy a new car. You know that. You got Gary hooked
it
up.
Gary, big fan. He brought it to me, took my other car back. Although he took my other car back, and I will say I got an email yesterday going like, hey, that lease is almost up. What are you going to do? Are you going to trade it in? You going to get another one? You going to just terminate the lease altogether?
Wait a minute. Gary did?
I was like, oh, I thought Gary handled this when he took that car away that was in my name. So I might be car. Right now driving around in a stolen car. Gary just ran off in a car with my name.
Gary dropped it off at your house. Took the old car too, right?
Gary, yep.
Says, I'll get rid of the old lease. Don't worry about it. Did you have to pay any fees on the lease?
Nope.
Fuck off. How long did you have left on that lease?
Less than a month.
Oh, okay. Well, you were at the end. I want to.
Yeah, I was at the end of it. I was the end of it. But the Grand Cherokee L is pretty fucking sweet.
You got extra seats, right? You can see fucking eight back there.
Six,
okay. Yeah, I guess
six total. To me, I'm still such a child.
Everyone,
it's the stereo.
Every woman he cheats with.
The stereo system is the shit. That's what I'm super excited about. And all the technology is nice.
Yeah. And I don't even have my technology.
And the seats give you an actual, genuine, good massage.
Nice. Christine's going to a memorial for her friend that passed away. What should she wear? Short sleeve or long sleeve?
Bikini.
Bikini shorts.
Lewis said bikini.
Right. Maybe something.
How about you stop making it about you?
He said, maybe, how about you stop making it about you? That's what Lewis said.
How about one of those? I see one of those J-Lo style dresses where you got to put tape on your nips. All right, bye.
Honey, do you have tape on your nipples? She said, no.
No. All right. Well, then
I
what
think
she was wearing,
that looks great. You look
then what she was wearing
that.
Was lovely.
No, you look gorgeous.
She was wearing the same outfit that Edward Scissorhands wore in the movie.
If she doesn't have a nipple tape, then what she was wearing was lovely.
Yeah, it's lovely. Everybody unanimously agrees.
Oh my God, I'm never going to a funeral again. I decided.
She said she hates you guys. Why?
Just sad. I don't need to be sad. I have no sadness in my life. Yeah, yeah.
If you had a guy around like Gino Bisconti, you wouldn't be, because whenever someone dies, he goes, "Good, they're faggots," and then he just says, "I don't care." Oh my God, Fez passed away. He went on for 3 days about how he deserved to be dead. And I was like, what do you, the guy never did anything bad to you.
No,
I swear.
He didn't.
Oh.
No.
Gino was not pro Fez. He said he banned him from the show. There's a clip out where Gino went on and talked about Fez and or said the word faggot. Fez got offended by it.
Well, Fez got offended because we said faggot as well. But I think Fez liked the Legion of Skanks altogether.
He was going to, before he passed away, he always comes out to see me in Tampa when I'm down there.
Oh, that's nice.
I love
Fez. He didn't come to see me, but it's okay.
They were,
maybe Gino.
Yeah, I mean, that show like changed my career in many ways. So like,
they were good. They were good guys, they seem like. I mean, I didn't know them and I didn't even listen to it. I didn't even listen to Opie and Anthony growing up.
Yeah, me either. I was always like a Stern guy.
Yeah, I was a Stern guy when it was.
I tell you, I don't go backwards on Opie and Anthony either. However, like, I mean, getting to know like Kumia over the years, man, like, motherfuck, man, he is a great broadcaster, man.
Yeah.
He's so easy to fucking like talk to and stuff like that and just laugh with.
He's hilarious. It's
like, so
especially if you're white.
I understand what the allure of the show was. I've only listened to like moments, you know, like the big like moments everybody listens to, but I never listened to like the daily, but I didn't follow the daily story of the show.
I've tried to get an Opie and Anthony reunion at Skankfest, and that's never happening.
It's never happening.
It's crazy. I mean, to be honest with you, the amount of money, here's the thing. If they live streamed, if they just said, fuck it, let's get together for once a year, do a live stream pay-per-view of Opie, Anthony, and Jim, they would literally make seven figures on it. Their fan base is crazy.
I don't know about that.
I think they would.
You get past the time of demand.
It's not that they have demand.
And they're both not gone. None of them are gone.
I think if they did an Opie and Anthony reunion, I mean, if they sold a pay-per-view at $20 a pop, Opie and Anthony reunion, I mean, to make seven figures, how many times is 20 going to a million?
Give it
shit, dude. You know, five something.
500,000. No, 50,000.
50,000. That's it. That's not crazy. That is not a crazy number.
I don't know if those numbers are right.
There's still a lot of fans out there. There's still a lot of
I don't know. I mean, that's not saying. I mean, because we're going to be live streaming some stuff from Skankfest. We'll take a minute to actually do plugs right now. We're live streaming stuff from Skankfest. We're doing pay per views for a bunch of the events.
So 50,000 people will buy $20
Well, we're ours on $20 Ours on $20 a piece.
25 Oh my God, we're fucking going big.
We're gonna do an entire. There'll be a weekend pass where you could buy the whole weekend, or you could buy individual shows. Like I know we're gonna be doing Ellis Mania. We're gonna be doing the Roast of Louis J. Gomez. Legion of Skanks and a bunch of other shows. So more information is going to be coming out about that in the next week or two, because we'll give you guys a link to go to. There's a great company that we've partnered with that's going to be handling all of the technology and all the live streaming. So you guys are going to really, really love this. I think you guys are going to be very, very happy with it. But yeah, Skankfest is only a few weeks away. We're supposed to be giving away a pair of passes every week this month. I guess let's wait till Monday. We'll give away two on Monday, Bobby. And I hope I win. We'll do the drawing then. But if you guys subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com and use the promo code LOS, you get a not only do you get a 7-day free trial, not only do you save $1.50 a month on the premium service and get instant access to all of our shows, the on-demand library for thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of content that you can't get anywhere else. But you're also entered in a drawing to win two all-access Skankfest passes happening November 5th or 7th. Shout out to Yo Kratom, who's supporting Skankfest, our marquee sponsors. And yeah, guys, the tickets have been sold out for months. We're going to blow your fucking mind with the incredible lineups, the incredible fucking surprises we have, all the shit that's going to happen at Skankfest. Obviously, if you've been there before, you know what we're talking about. If you haven't, it's going to change your fucking world. But yeah, go to GasDigitalNetwork.com, use that promo code LOS and subscribe and maybe win some Skankfest passes. But Aaron Berg, plugs, please.
Oh yeah, for sure. When is this airing? Now?
Friday night on Gas Digital. Then it'll be out Monday night on everything else.
Awesome. I got dates. October 14th, I'm going to be at the Dojo of Comedy for Mike Romanelli's birthday. That's in Morris Plains, New Jersey. The night after that, October 15th, I'm going to be in Chalfont, PA, doing the pop show. The night after that, Blue Claw Stadium, me, Anthony Cumia, many more, Blue Cross Stadium, Lakewood, New Jersey. It is going to be a shit show. Comedy does not belong in a baseball stadium. Come see why. It's going to be crazy. Also, I'm going to be at Skankfest November 5, 6, 7. And if that were not enough, I'm shooting a special at Gotham Comedy Club November 11th. Two shows. You have to be vaccinated or have a really good printer that can print off vax cards. So make sure that you do that. Come see my special. I'll be all around New York City working out that hour, and I'm very excited to do it. In Hot Water on Compound Media. Patreon is Gum Fridays. And I got something else big coming down the pipe, so I'll keep you posted. Thank you.
Sweet. I got some live stuff coming up. Jay can go first.
BigJComedy.com for all my dates. I have Portland coming up, Cleveland on Halloween weekend. Make sure you come check those shows out. I'll be booked out all year long. So Stress Factory coming up. I believe it's almost announced or be announced soon. Or I'll announce it right now that I'll be doing New Year's Eve, I think, in Providence, the Comedy Connection that whole weekend. So come check that. That's going to be a good time. And Skankfest is going to be a fucking blast. I'm so excited. I'm getting ready for it. My house is inundated with setup.
I know.
Because
I know.
Rebecca and them are both here, but it's shaping up really fucking awesome. I stare at the board every day and try to think of roast jokes. That's all I can do. And then
wife's leaving me. Did you see that? She's just leaving. She packed a suitcase. Sorry. Yeah. Go ahead.
Just go check out the Bonfire, of course, on SiriusXM Faction Talk 103. An SDR show right here on the Gas Digital Network. And always watch my specials. And I think my crowd work album, I hope it's going to be. We have to figure out a release date soon.
excuse me. Live stuff coming up for myself. What the fuck? I literally just had it pulled up. And then as soon as I started speaking, it fucking went away. All right. October 16th, Governors, Levittown, Long Island. October 23rd, Coho's Music Hall up in Coho's, New York, right outside of Albany. Then I'll be October 28th, Zany Chicago. And we got Skankfest coming up November 5th or 7th, obviously. Then November 26th and 27th, I'll be at Laugh It Up Poughkeepsie with the great Zach Amico. December 16th, Ontario, California. December 17th, 18th weekend, I'll be in Toronto. And many, many more dates coming up. Go to lewisofskanks.com to grab tickets for all of those shows. And you listen to all my podcasts, Real Ass Podcasts, believe you me. And Gomez Watches Seinfeld coming back. We're coming back strong, baby boy.
Sick.
All right, guys, we must take a quick moment and talk to our fan base. Whoever's over the age of 21, if you like to get high and you live in a state where Delta 8 is legal, that is 42 states, guess what? We have an incredible Delta 8 sponsor called YoDelta.com. The Delta Vampire is back. Yes. He's bumping. I know last weekend I saw you doing some yo cocaine.
Oh, I'll do yo anything if you put it in front of me, except for yo fentanyl.
Well, honestly, you don't know what's in that yo cocaine. There might be yo fentanyl all up in it.
Oh, I like to hope there's no yo fentanyl to cut the yo delta so we can move it on the street at a higher rate.
Here's what's incredible about Delta 8. It is legal. It is, and it really, truly does get you super stoned. I was very skeptical of it. I was like, what the fuck is this? Fake weed? I thought it was like that weird K-Spice shit that you'd hear back in like the early 2000s. It's not
Lewis
bad.
Lewis thought it was the bath salts of Delta 8.
I did. It's not, though. It gets you super stoned. I take my gummies. I take my vape on the road. If you ever see me vaping, I'm using Delta 8. It truly, genuinely works. And Yo Delta has some of the highest quality Delta 8 on the market. If you go to YoDelta.com right now, okay, not only can you say what's up to the Yo Delta Vampire, but you can actually purchase your Yo Delta, Delta 8 THC delivered right to your home at a discount. Use the promo code GAS. You're going to save 25% off your entire order.
Freaky deaky.
Yeah, baby, listen to me. I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to get super stoned. You're going to be the coolest kid on your block. Legal fucking weed. Let's get real. It's pretty crazy.
Where should I hang this black light poster?
Please, hang it up right there behind you, you Delta Vampire. Okay,
hanging up the black light poster.
Well, click on the black light now.
I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, my God, there's cum all over your shirt, you Delta Vampire.
There's a lot of cum on my shirt. I never pay for Delta 8. That is the secret.
Once again, YoDelta.com. Grab some Delta 8 right to your home. Save 25% off with that promo code GAS. Okay.
It is hard to get cum off of a cape.
I wanted to talk about...
I'd like to see the story that's up at the top of the chat here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The porn star?
We got 15 minutes. Yeah.
This is fucking wild. And yes, I will get into it, but you're going to ask me a question. And the answer is maybe yes. All right. So there's this fucking
Did
chick.
This woman have sex on camera?
This is a porn star or a former porn star who was engaged or embroiled in a bitter custody battle with her ex-husband. They had a 2-year-old son together. And I guess this guy gets an image one day. She flees the country with the baby. And then she's like arguing with the guy, I guess. And then he gets an image of the baby on WhatsApp and it's just the baby dead. And she's like, now none of us can have him. And then this bitch walks into a supermarket, slams the baby on the counter and you know, I guess
ring it up
or weigh this.
Baby is rotten and I have a receipt.
Catalin
Braddix.
That wasn't her
baby
porn
on
name.
On the counter, and then what?
I can't find her porn
at all.
My first thing, I shit you not, dude. I wasn't even done reading the article before I started searching for her.
Of course, and I don't care about the rest of you. Yeah, Bobby, find that first, and then we'll read the article.
I need to expel my semen.
So you can feel bad about this for real.
Jay, what if her porn is just dead baby fuck porn and it's all just her putting babies in her pussy?
Yeah, dead baby getting pussy.
She stabbed the baby 8 times in the chest and neck.
That's fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
This.
It's one less than Artie stabbed himself. It's one less than.
This baby does not have any vaginas on it. She made 8 vaginas on the baby.
Yeah. Pussy here, pussy there, pussy here, pussy there. So
pussy
many
pussy everywhere.
Pussy everywhere.
I call you
pussy
octopussy.
In your underwear.
1, 2, 3, octopussy. 8 pussies.
douchey's like,
why are you not breathing anymore after I gave you all these pussies?
Yeah.
You should be super excited to be lady with so many pussies.
You are dead. What a waste of so many pussies.
Oh, look at all your pussies are having period at the same time.
They say it syncs up if you hang together a lot.
All your slash pussies are together with your period.
Oh,
hang on,
God.
I'll get tampons.
How is my son going to take so many cocks if he has no pussies?
Yeah.
Oh, God, your pussies are bleeding. Look at you, like typical woman with pussies. I'm dead. Wow, wow, wow. Oh, I need chocolate. Do you need chocolate, pussy?
Pussies?
Give me more information. Do we have her porn? Please tell me we found her porn. I can't. I searched high and low. And when I say high and low, I just put her name in. I tried to put it into some porn directories and none of it came up.
No, you got to look up what her porn name was.
I know, dude. I couldn't find it.
Maybe they canceled her porns for killing her kid.
No way. I don't even think she's hot, but I can definitely jerk off to her knowing
did
she
you
murdered,
look at the stuff?
Knowing she murdered her own baby and threw it on top of a counter like a turkey.
Did you look at the one I brought up last week when you were gone, Lewis? Did you hear about that one at all?
Which one?
The girl, she was on a podcast, Lana Rhodes, I think.
Yeah, she's dating a dude.
Well, she was crying.
Like a podcaster.
She was crying about that she did porn. She's out of porn now, and she was saying how they try to pee in you and pee in your mouth, and she started crying and stuff. And then
peeing in you and peeing in your mouth is the same thing, but anyway.
Well, peeing up their butt and pussy.
No, I know, but yeah, she needs to.
Yeah, all of her holes.
She's a podcaster. She should learn how to use.
And she started crying, and it was like, yeah, they want to pee in your mouth. And then we watched the clip while we were listening to that of the guy peeing in her mouth.
Do you give me credit every time you do that?
100% of the time.
Good. Yeah, I invented this whole category of masturbation porn, Aaron, where it's listening to women complain about the atrocities of porn while you watch the porn that they're complaining about, ideally specifically.
Yeah.
So this new bitch, this, she fits in this category. Now it's not her complaining about the atrocities of porn, but
she's a horrible human being.
She murdered her own baby. I mean, it's another level of psychotic. And yeah, you know, look, if there's one thing that I like, everyone knows that it's a crazy white bitch.
True that.
Yeah. So have we found out any more information about this woman, her name possibly?
I don't have any more information about her porn career.
We have a whole team, doggy. It's a whole team here. There's three people that are producing the show.
Yeah. Unless they release it, there's nothing I can do about that.
This is why I keep telling you, we got to build a porn search wing.
Since moving back to America, she's changed her hair color and now goes by Natalie Cuomo. She is apparently dating a man named Luis J. Gomez.
Wow.
And she promises to get revenge on everybody.
Hiding in plain sight, as they say.
The name is right there. That's the name. What is it?
Catalin Braddock.
Okay.
Yeah, we got to find her porn name, and we got to find her porn. It's insane that we haven't found this. I thought for sure.
I might have something here. Damn, I think Lewis. This looks like her. Hold on.
By the way, Lewis, you leave town for 5 seconds. Your fucking chick's already over at my place.
Wow.
Is this possibly her right there?
Let me see. I can't see. It says
I'm trying to get to her face. So let's go right there.
That's a guy.
No.
That's a dude.
Is that her? I don't, it doesn't look like it.
No.
Well, let's see it anyway.
She was like, before we fuck, are you guys into stabbing our baby to death?
Do you want to make fuck? Please don't put baby in me. I can only kill and make so many pussies.
By the way, I would her. Come on.
I would him.
yeah, let me continue looking.
Please. Please,
Lewis,
yeah, that's not her.
That could be us if I was in England.
Oh my God, dude.
Someone's saying that is her.
Someone saying it is her?
With blonde hair, maybe. She's kind of hot.
Well, so it could only be Paul or Bobby.
Let's see her regular picture. Yeah, I think it was Paul.
I was too short to get the role opposite Axel Foley in that movie, and now I'm very angry.
Now I have to fall in love with Flavor Flav.
What was her name, Jay?
Brigitte Nielsen.
Oh, yeah.
Now I must make fuck with Flavor Flav.
What did she nickname him? She called him, she had a nickname.
Foofy Foofy.
So that's her right here. And this is, hold on. I just had a better picture.
Bobby, that's not her.
Okay.
I'm trying to convince me that this is her, dude.
Bobby, it's probably her.
Why don't you just Google Catherine Braddock's porn name?
Of course, that's of course I looked that up.
Don't you ever give me a fucking attitude again, Bobby?
I did not.
Well, wait a second.
Like that's what you should do.
The Reddit team couldn't find it either. What Reddit team?
No,
you know, like people on Reddit. That's crazy that people can't find her fucking porn.
Crazy.
Well, yeah. Why are they calling her a porn star?
Can't find Chris Rock's pitch either, though. So
she's not a porn star. She's just a fucking porn.
Oh, dude, person.
It was so funny, Jay. You were talking the other day about Chappelle's pictures at the stand.
I've never seen
the fucking funniest thing ever.
I've never seen an event that you're supposed to want to be like, oh man, what a cool thing! I wish I was there for. And all the pictures, like everyone's furious.
Well, like, who was there? It was like Kanye West.
And everyone's like, every picture's like mean mugging. Like Kanye West came to frown at everybody.
Pull up Adele's pictures at the stand because she put all the pictures up. Like, first of all, I love Adele. I really like Adele. I'm friends with Adele.
Yeah,
it's just hilarious. Like you're just
looking at this on Bonfire the other day. Look at her third picture, and don't worry about the pictures from the stand. Look at the third picture.
Looking good.
Oh, yeah.
With all the girls.
No. Yes.
Oh yeah. Hell yeah, dude. We watched this the other day on we brought this up on the show and she said we could look at it. Yeah, that's a nice one. You can see the you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, it's smash. Obviously Adele's hot. But the point that I'm making is like she's putting up these photos of like her serving them. Like you're not hanging out with Kanye, Adele.
That's so fucking funny.
You're the waitress.
Here's
the-
everyone. No, it's the one
Cuba Gooding Jr. was there.
Yeah.
Cuba.
And the young black didn't know who he was.
It's like gang album covers.
Kanye. Look, I got no problem with Chappelle, but if he keeps on fucking ruining our shows, we're going to have words.
He's leaving.
He's been canceling our shows. He said he's moving to Africa because I yelled at him to do it. he said he's going to Africa and he's going to do something over there.
Is he really?
He has. I didn't watch the new special yet, but I read an article about people complaining about, you know, what he said again for a change, dude. It made me laugh. Yeah. So, even in print, one of them said that he says that the baby punched the LGBTQ community right in the AIDS.
Right in the AIDS. Funny.
He punched him right in the AIDS.
That's hilarious. I heard it's funny.
The special's great. I think you would like it. I think he's like one of the last guys that's up at the top that does what we do.
He's a bit overexposed right now, though. So I think it's smart. I think he's smart in saying he's going to dip for a while
because his name's out there too much. And he's also too, like, he thinks of himself too much as a philosopher sometimes. But there's still moments in that special where he's old Chappelle, really silly and funny. And that's when he said it's funny.
I thought the trailer was funny.
It's a good special, man. I really liked it. And I was there. And so I heard someone went on before him. Like he brings like Will and Cypher, like to get all the hack out of the way. And then like there's sometimes they'll put real comics on. So I was like, hey, do you think I could jump off? I asked Cypher. And he goes, yeah, okay. I go, I got to run to Gotham and then come back. And then I was like, why do I care about going on? Before you know what I mean, it's not you're not his opener, you're just like, okay, I'm doing a spot before Dave does the spot, but then I didn't make it back in time. So they put Sam J up, and he's funny too. So it's like,
well, he has your haircut,
yeah, it's true. I think Sam's great, by the way. I think, I think that she has some Patrice like qualities to her,
fat, black.
I got to watch Sam.
I'm kidding, by the way. I think Sam J is hilarious. I'm just fucking around.
Sam J, it was cool. I met her on Oddball Tour in Boston. She was doing the small stage that I was hosting, the side stage. And then the next year she was in L.A. and she did it out there. And just kind of watch her come along. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, she's really smart. I think her TV show was really groundbreaking, too. I asked her to be on. I was like,
which one? Was that the one with the man with the yellow hat? We're not gonna end the show sucking Sam J's cock, so fuck off.
Anyway, her bravery really is astounding. Fucking guys, pussies. This has been Legion of Skanks.
No, when was she killed by the police?
Ah, shit. It's Legion of Skanks. Let's not turn into fucking bitches.
I'll take this job. I'm in.
All right, you're Dave, in. Aaron Berg, welcome to the new show. New Dave.
Tell Dave, you can stay.
New
home.
Dave, everybody. We'll get to that story about what that porn star did another time.
No, we know what she did. That's what she did.
She just slapped it on the counter?
And that's it. That's the whole story. There's no more to the story.
She slapped it on the counter.
Yeah. Oh, you thought I was kidding about that. You thought that was a bad joke.
I thought it was in a dumpster.
No. No, no. She goes to a supermarket in, like, Italy, and she goes, fucking, bam, and slaps a dead baby on the counter.
Butcher this for me.
I have coupon. Also, I want Häagen-Dazs. It says two Häagen-Dazs, 35 pesos off. It's like, ma'am, this is Italy, not fucking Mexico, you dumb fucking German.
You dumb German. Yeah, fuck you, Germans. That's the message for today.
Hell yeah.
From two Jews and a Puerto Rican. Aaron Berg, thank you so much, as always, for fucking
Thanks
making
for
the show
me.
Fun. Lewis, I love you. Enjoy the rest
love
of your
too.
Trip.
I'll be back on Monday, live Legion of Skanks special start time, 9 p.m. Eastern
from at the stand.
We're back at the stand live. It's going to be a lot of fun. Dave should be back, I think, by then.
Nice. And we'll see you guys then. Enjoy.
Go ride the tube, Lewis. Ride the tube.
Peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
For lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch up my magic in his fucking head?
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay...
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube?
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong, we're done here. Time to go.